November 30th. He that is of God heareth God's words. John 8, verse 47. J. Arthur Rank, one of England's most celebrated business successes, once confided to friends that his best ally in making wise decisions was prayer. Often, during heated and complex business conferences, he said he turned to the source of clarity, serenity, and wisdom, God. Likewise, a friend of mine, a New York business executive, told me that some of his best ideas for his company come while he is in church meditating. I'll let someone else speak to the question of whether or not he is worshiping in the right way. All I know is that in both his case and Mr. Rank's, the result is the same. It is not difficult to understand. When you and I turn our thoughts away from our day-to-day problems and elevate them to a higher level, we release the tensions which bottle up creativity and solutions. By clearing our minds through prayer and meditation, we allow God to speak to us through a clear channel. If you have been wrestling with a long-standing problem, perhaps you haven't gotten quiet enough to hear God's answer. Try separating yourself from the noise and interruptions and the distractions that would interfere with your reception of His answers. He may have an exciting revelation for you. In the midst of confusion, Lord, clear our minds so we can hear Your voice.